disposal. On by now, KO4CEF.
Hey, I had a chiropractor's appointment this afternoon.
Myself.
Their appointment, every 4 weeks.
I do it. How was your work day?
A pretty decent day. It started off kind of rocky and wasn't looking good, but it wound up being a decent day. How about yours?
Yeah, for Monday, I mean, I got plenty of work done today, so if you're Thursday, I'll be pretty much done, and then I can take Friday off, I hope.
What you going to do Friday?
Leaving out that evening to go to a Boy Scout camp out, so figure I might want to get all my stuff together.
I want to do that.
And I'm going to take, trying to see if my oldest son's going to sleep in his own tent, but I don't know. And I don't want to take the little tent and have to try to figure out how to share it with him.
You going or just two of you?
Yeah, he wasn't interested. He didn't want to go fishing or hiking, so he's bowing this one out.
When's this one and the one back in the summer? At least a little cooler.
Thinking. Plus, we got another one coming up in November. Man, I love that one. It's usually nice and cool.
For November is a good time to go camping, in my opinion, or especially up here.
I believe that. I'd rather go when it's cool, at least cool in the evenings. That way you can kind of relax, sit around the campfire, and not sweat while you're sitting there.
Camping at?
The place we went last year around the same time. Called Cassie's Bridge. It's over in, I guess, what is it, Pickens or something like that? It's way on down.
That I never heard of that one.
Kind of out there towards where Chad's hunting thing is. It's kind of heading in that general direction. But, I mean, it's nice. I mean, none of the boys caught any, or I didn't catch any, but they got trout in the little stream that runs right next to it. And there were some guys that came down. They had been trout fishing. They actually caught some, so it must mean there's some in it. I just don't know how to fish them yet.
Is it, can you use live bait, or do you have to use artificial?
I hadn't really thought about looking up the rules for it. I just figured you had to go fly fishing if you were going to catch trout.
I went trout fishing up here all my life, and all I ever used was a night crawler and corn.
I mean, that's interesting. Do you have to throw it out and let it drift down, or what's a decent method to use?
What I've always done is just throw it out into the current, let it draw it down and come out of the current, and then reel it back in nice and slow to you.
I shot then. I know I got some little, I think they're supposed to be like little salmon eggs or, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff, but I think that's about all I've got. But a can of corn don't cost that much.
I'm sure you can use it. A lot of places won't let you use it.
Read up on it and find out. It's really neat, though. It's one campsite. You get the whole area to yourself, all in one giant campsite. So I guess it's more like a group camping area, but you got to reserve it like a year out.
Kirkendall Field's up here. That's the way it is. Just like a acre lot cleared out, and here you go.
Pretty close. You just drive down and you got a loop at the end, and you just figure you got a spot to set up. No power or nothing like that, but, I mean, you know, you shouldn't need that, in all honesty.
Sounds exactly like up here.
You told me that. I didn't realize that trout would just hit like night crawlers or corn or something like that, so yeah, I'll definitely have to read up on it and see what I can fish with and try it out. I was hoping to order a fly fishing rod, but then again, I ain't really planning on walking up and down the stream to see if I can catch fish. Because more than likely, the boys will be playing in the water, so probably won't see many fish around that general area.
Usually not. But that's all I've ever fished for trout with up here. And trout are big up here, trout fishing is. So good luck is all I can say. But like I said, make sure, because a lot of places don't want to let you use it. I don't think you can use it up here anymore. So now everything's got to be artificial bait.
What's night crawlers? I don't understand that. What would be so wrong with using that?
My idea.
Research on that one. I'm planning on driving the truck, so I'm gonna try to take my HF rig with me and hopefully get the hen fed halfway up in a tree. Maybe I can do a little something while I'm down there.
Hey, if you take your TYT. The Pickens repeater is actually a pretty good one to hit over that way.
And I know you're down in a hole. I couldn't hardly get a cell phone signal last year whenever I was there, so I was hoping to use like WinLink or something like that to send a message to the wife. But you know, you walk around enough, you can get a signal, but that kind of wasn't the point.
Well, Andrew, I am almost to the driveway. I'll lose you here in just a second. So you be careful on the rest of your trip. And I will talk to you in the morning, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Hopefully we'll talk at you in the morning, KO4 CEF, and I will be clear, 7-3.
KA3JCA, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.